You knew, her mother said, and you didn't tell anyone. Jaina let out a long breath. Mom, there's a lot at stake.
Wait a minute,
her father interrupted. He looked to her mother, then pointed at Jaina.
She knew about the Bucketheads?
Her mother closed her eyes and nodded.
Yes, Han. Jaina knew about the Mandos, and she knew Jag wasn't telling us. That's why she's defending him. I'm defending him because he was keeping the oath he swore to always act in the Empire's best interests, Jaina replied. The oath that he swore because Uncle Luke pushed him into becoming their head of state.
Her father's gaze turned cold and angry, rocking her back on her heels.
What about the oaths you swore? He demanded. Don't they count, now that you're about to become High Lady Fel?
He shook his head in disgust, then spun on his heel and stormed off toward the door, leaving Jaina too stunned to reply, and on the brink of falling back into the dark well of solitude and remorse that had nearly swallowed her after she had killed Jason. She turned and found her mother's gaze only marginally less condemning than her father's, though the expression on her face was of disappointment rather than anger.
Mom, you need to understand, Jaina said.
Before she could explain how Jag was trying to bring the Remnant fully into the Galactic Alliance, her mother raised a hand to silence her.
Jaina, we'll talk about this later,
she said, starting after Han.
Right now, I'd better make sure Han doesn't hurt someone.
Jaina nodded, thinking that her mother was just speaking in exaggerated terms. But then she, too, felt a familiar presence approaching the lab doorway.
Oh, Criff.
Jaina started toward the front of the lab until her mother pointed a finger at the stool.
Sit,
she ordered.
I'll handle your father.
The door whooshed open, even before she finished speaking. Then Jagged Fel came striding around the corner in full ceremonial collar and tabard, and ran headlong into Han Solo coming through the other way.
Captain Solo, my apologies,
Jag said, reaching out to steady him.
Jaina didn't say you would...
Out of my way, Sleemo!
Han's palms caught Jag near the armpits and sent him stumbling back into his astonished Rodian escort.
Don't think I won't blast you just because it might start a war.
With that, he bulled past and vanished from sight, leaving Jag standing slack-jawed as Jaina's mother stepped into the doorway.
Princess Leia?
Jag said tentatively.
I'm not sure what that was about.
Sure you are,
Leia interrupted. She stepped closer to Jag, not stopping until she was nose to chest, then glared up into his eyes.
My daughter seems to think you had a good reason for keeping quiet, and maybe you did, but this should probably be the last time we see you inside the Jedi Temple for a while.
Jag's face fell. He looked angry, guilty, and embarrassed all at once. But he didn't try to argue or explain. He simply nodded.
Of course. I understand.
He looked toward Jaina, then asked,
Would it be acceptable for me to have a few words with Jaina before I go?
Leia scowled into the lab.
I think you'd better, she said. You two definitely have some things to discuss.
With that, she turned and vanished down the hall after Han. Jaina dropped onto the stool and sat staring at the floor as she listened to Jag's heels click across the floor toward her.
I know better than to think you told them.
There was just enough of a question in Jag's tone to hurt Jaina and make her feel even more alone. She reminded herself that once, long ago, she had given him a reason to doubt her promise. It helped her bite back the sharp reply that had risen almost automatically inside her.
I don't know how they found out, she said evenly. They mentioned a spy, but they weren't in a mood to talk about it.
Jag stopped in front of her and nodded.
I don't suppose it matters, at least not at this stage.
There was more confidence in his voice now, and relief.
But it is going to complicate things.
Jaina looked up and snorted, so shell-shocked by the implications of what had just happened, for her, the Jedi, and the future of the Galactic Alliance, that she felt on the verge of hysterical laughter.
You don't know the half of it.
I'm sure I don't,
Jag said, reaching for her hands.
But we'll get through it, I promise. When your parents realize how important this secret was to the unification talks, they'll understand the impossible position I put you in.
Yeah, well, don't expect them to forgive you for that. Jaina managed a weak smile, then pulled her hands free. But that's not what I meant. Do you recognize this?
She retrieved the parasite droid from the lab table and held it in front of him. Jag's eyes went wide.
I'm afraid I do.
He glanced at the parts scattered in front of Jaina.
From inside the cleaning droid?
Jaina nodded.
Afraid so, she said. Lesserson?
Probably. I'll know for sure once I access its memory.
How do you know I haven't done that already?
Jaina asked.
Because it's still in one piece, and you still have all your fingers.
Jag reached from the parasite droid, but Jaina quickly pulled it away.
Not so fast, she said. The Jedi need to get something out of this mess.
Jag let out a long breath, then nodded.
Okay, he said. You can have it back when we've removed the self-destruct charge and copied its memory.
Deal.
Jaina stretched up to kiss him, then said,
But I think there's one other thing you're going to need it for.
Jag frowned in bewilderment.
Show it to Dala.
Jaina put the droid in his hand and folded his fingers around it.
It might do us all some good.